Hi, and welcome to another edition of Quick Bites from Chase Commercial Online. I'm your host, Kathy Thomas, and this week we'll be talking about international payments. In today's growing economy, companies are expanding their international presence. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, imports of U.S. goods and services in February 2011 totaled almost $211 billion, a 14% increase from the same time in 2010. This trend shows that companies need to make efficient international payments and take advantage of competitive exchange rates. You can use the wire transfer service through Chase Commercial Online to send your company's payments overseas. Similar to a domestic transaction, you first need to save details about your recipient, and then you enter the payment information. You can choose to send your payment in U.S. dollars or the local foreign currency. For example, if you were sending a payment to Germany, you can choose to send the payment in dollars or euros. Sending an international payment in the local currency is beneficial for your company for a couple of reasons. First, you can protect your company's payment from rate fluctuations because you're locking in the competitive rate offered by Chase at the time you schedule your payment. So for instance, if you send a payment to Germany in U.S. dollars, but the exchange rate changes before the payment is received, your recipient could potentially receive less than you intended to send. Also, you can avoid delays and additional fees that could be charged by your recipient's bank when they convert your payment into the local currency. Again, if you're sending your payment to Germany in dollars, but the receiving bank charges your recipient a fee to change that payment into euros, then your recipient could charge you that fee as well. If you're interested in reading more about international payments, check out our podcast page at www.chase.com/quickbites. You'll find an informative white paper called Best Practices for Foreign Exchange Risk Management in Volatile and Uncertain Times, as well as a quick reference guide that can help you start making international payments online. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's podcast. Don't forget to check back next week for a new edition of Quick Bites from Chase Commercial Online.